You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
Ah, it's you. Welcome back to another quick tip. This is the regular feature on my podcast, almost weekly-ish, where we talk about one specific area of your fundraising. I'll give you some practical tips on how to boost it. And we'll try and do it all in less than 10 minutes. So let's get on with it, will we? So today we're talking about growing your mailing list. Obviously, growing your mailing list is really important in fundraising. If you don't have a mailing list, if you don't have people in your circle, then when you, no matter how good your ask is, you've got no one to put that ask to. And you know, good fundraising is not about cold recruitment. It's not about going out there and asking strangers. Good fundraising is about finding the people who are warm, people who maybe already care about us, people who have crossed our paths in some shape or format, and trying to move them across to donors and trying to deeper engage them. So on this episode, I want to talk about a few ways that we can start to capture people's email addresses, start to capture their postal addresses, start to capture their phone numbers. And the whole premise of this is firstly that we want to always be asking, at least always have this mentality where we're looking at people crossing our paths, looking at people who are engaging with us on some level or around us, and we're always considering, okay, how can we move them onto our mailing list? So if they're on social media or if they're coming to an event, you know, we want to try and make sure we can stay in touch with them on our terms, and that's why building a mailing list is so important. We also want to harness the power, the momentum of these people. So rather than going out and again asking strangers who really don't give a shit about us, trying to find the people who are flowing towards us or at least circling us and trying to harness that power at the right time to try and move them onto our mailing list. So let's try and take that approach. So some of the ways we might do it, first of all, think about your website. If you don't have an option for people to sign up to your mailing list on your website, then you certainly need one. And actually, we can start to prompt people even more to join that mailing list by making it really appealing, you know, by having a very encouraging, very well-worded offering for people to subscribe to your mailing list. We can be a bit more, not aggressive, but a bit more in your face with pop-ups. And these can work really well, especially if we use pop-ups on your website in line with some sort of incentivization. So if people sign up to the mailing list, they'll get this download, they'll get this fact sheet, they'll get this resource that you, your organization as experts can provide to them. So think about different ways on your website. People are going to be coming to it anyway. Make sure they're not then leaving and they disappear forever. But is there a prompt for them to stay in touch with you? Using this in conjunction with AdWords, with your free AdWords grant from Google, is really, really effective. We can drive people to your website who are looking for a particular bit of information, a particular resource. And then if we harness them, if we give them a good offering to sign up to the mailing list, we can have a steady funnel, a steady flow of people joining our mailing list. We can also encourage more people to come to our website by doing blog posts and by getting people to write guest blog posts. I've done another quick tip about that specifically. But the more encouraging our blog posts are, the more people come to our website. And if at the end or within each of those blog posts, we encourage people to join our mailing list, again, we're going to see a steady stream of people joining up. Also think about in real life, if you're running any events, if you're running any workshops, if you're running any information sessions, then think about passing around a piece of paper or going around with a form or a tablet to try and capture these people's details so they can stay in touch with you. If they're at one of your events or if they're learning information from you through some sort of training session, then they're really, really warm people. You know, they're into what you're talking about. They're getting to know you. They're building trust with you. And we don't want to leave them to leave the room and go out forever. We want to actually try and capture those details. So make sure any place where you have a captive audience, whether you're going out and speaking in a corporate or to students or to a group of people, or whether you're inviting people in to an event or a workshop or an information session, make sure that relationship continues and make sure we're going around and asking people to sign up to our mailing list. We can do that virtually as well. So you can run webinars, you can do online videos on YouTube or any other platform. You can run these virtual town halls, which are just simply things through like Google Hangouts or any other kind of video broadcasting place where you can, again, put information out there. You can talk about the topic that your organization is an expert in. You can get guest speakers in. And then in there, we have a call to action, not necessarily to donate, but just to join the mailing list and deepen that relationship before we try and convert them to donors. Likewise, think about your followers online or offline who maybe aren't consented to join onto that mailing list. We can try and encourage them to do that by sending out petitions for them to sign, sending out surveys, even one question surveys, sending those out and making sure at the end of them or within those, we have a prompt to join our mailing list. Remember, on social media is all well and good, but we're too much at the beck and call, isn't that the right phrase, of these social media platforms. So we want to move them into our own domain. We want to move them onto our own mailing list. So one way to do that is by sending these surveys and petitions, driving people away from social media so we can capture their email address or postal address or phone number and their hours, they're fully ours. Another way we can start to build our mailing list is by using our existing contacts on our existing mailing list. So think about people who are already on your mailing list and prompt them to forward the correspondence you're putting out there, prompt them to forward that correspondence to other people, prompt them to encourage other people to join up to that mailing list. This idea of member get member or friend or, you know, friend raising or whatever word we call it these days, but just encouraging people, if you're sending out really useful resources to them, if you're sending out really good bits of information, good stories, they're going to start to share it, and that's going to encourage people to join up as well. If you have corporate partners, corporate partnerships aren't necessarily going to last forever. So what we want to do is try to encourage the individual staff members to join the mailing list so that even after that corporate partnership finishes, we still have certain individuals on our database. So again, think about useful information we can share to our corporate partners that then goes out. Think about interacting with those individuals and trying to encourage them onto our mailing list. Think about providing resources. Think about getting them to events as a corporate entity, but then trying to convert them into individual subscribers because we want to keep that relationship going. Also think about relevant forums. So if you are working in a particular area, there's going to be forums in your country or in your local area, which is full of professionals and people who are interested in that topic. So actually engaging with those forums, the people who run those forums, or by going to them or by, you know, engaging with them online, we can start to drive people across to our website, start to drive people across to our resources and start to encourage them to join our mailing list. And then also we want to think about the service side of our organization. So whatever the kind of work you do is there an opportunity to encourage the service users to join the mailing list? A lot of your service users are going to join the mailing list anyway because they're interested in the work you do. They maybe benefit from it. But depending on the nature of your organization, it might be really appropriate to really try and target them and move them across the mailing list. I'm not talking about vulnerable people, but say you're an animal rehoming center. Every family, every person that adopts an animal, you want to make sure you're prompting them to join the mailing list. They're really into your organization. They benefited from it. And we want to make sure that relationship continues so that down the road we can perhaps convert them to donors or fundraisers. And then just kind of menial ways that we can also build our mailing list. Think about adding signatures in your emails. Think about just regularly posting on your social media to drive people across that. Think about just asking people directly, you know, people we meet at networking events, people who we come into conversation with, donors, fundraisers, all of those, just prompt them. You know, like everything, people need that call to action. People need their hand held a little bit, and we need to actually ask them to do these things so they'll drive across to our mailing list. So always think about, you know, how we can move anyone we interact with onto that mailing list, how we can stay in touch with them. Fundraising is all about relationships, and we want to deepen that, and we can't do it if we don't have a way to contact them. We need to have that ball in our court. So just always have that mentality of always be asking or at least thinking about, okay, what's the best way, what's an effective way that I can nudge this person towards my mailing list. That's the quick tip for this week. We will be back with another interview probably on Thursday, probably, and then a quick tip will be back next week. Thank you very much for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe if you don't already. Don't forget to share. And don't forget to get in touch if you have any specific topics you want covered or if you just want to chat and you're really lonely and you have lots of emotional problems that you need to deal with. Thank you. You've been-
been listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. For discounts on Simon's best-selling online fundraising courses, go to www.changefundraising.com/training and use coupon code podcast. Complete them in your own time, wherever you want. Get busy living or get busy buying.